This morning, we're going to continue our visit with some of the leadership of the American Legion. Have a couple of guests in with us this morning. Ron Struble, who is the state commander, and Jim Peterson is in with us as well. He's the Iowa membership chairman. Gentlemen, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for, in tune even.
Great minds think alike.
That's right. Very good. Thanks so much for coming in. I want to visit a little bit about some of the issues involving American Legion because, you know, it's a national organization, but it's a local organization too, and it's hard to separate the two.
Definitely. Yeah. The power rests in each individual post. They determine their own destiny, where they're going to, where they're coming from, but that doesn't get the state or department off the hook or national off the hook. If you've got issues, give us a call and we can help out.
You know, when we think politically, we always try to separate things being federal and local and state and whatever else. But, you know, it's all local. It all hits us right here. And the American Legion deals with these issues every day.
That's true. Very true. Yep.
And it takes good grassroots organization for something like the American Legion to continue to be a positive force?
Definitely. Right now, we're in the smaller areas. It seems like a lot of our posts are going the same way a lot of the school districts are. The population is not necessarily moving back to the smaller towns. Everybody wants to live where the business is, and that's basically in the big towns. And so some of our smaller posts are struggling right now. But the big thing is they need to get out and hit up a lot of veterans. We ask here if you're a military vet and if you belong. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it happens.
Well,
on
a state level, that'd be your job, Jim, membership. Well, it's always a challenge with any organization, but you kind of have a built-in audience with veterans. So, you know, it's just a matter of getting to them and them asking the right questions and understanding what's out there for them.
I'd like every veteran to know that the American Legion does have some benefits. Our temporary financial assistance program, if you're a veteran with at least one child, 18 or under, in your home, and you need help, we have the temporary financial assistance program. It's a grant. We do an application. Usually the local post or a district officer will come and do the application. We'll send it in to our state headquarters. They'll fax it out to the national headquarters in Indianapolis. And usually within 72 hours, we'll have a check back into that person's hands that needs that assistance. It's free. It's a grant. It's part of our children and youth programs. It's temporary financial assistance. And we have, so far this year in the state of Iowa, paid out over $14,000 in our TFA grants. Another thing that we'd like to let everybody know is that there are thousands of National Guard and reservists, and it doesn't matter if you're Air National Guard, Army Guard, Marine Reserve, Air Force Reserve, Navy Reserve. If you went to basic training or on any duty with orders that stated Chapter 10 on the authority line of the orders and 672, and it was during one of our limitations of our membership years, you're eligible. One day of active duty as a guardsman or reservist, and you're eligible for the American Legion as long as that order is in our time periods for membership. There's thousands of guardsmen and reservists that don't know they're eligible for the American Legion, and we are trying to get that to out to everybody. So, and the posts, they need to go out and find these guys and gals and get them signed up in their post. We have the American Legion's 100th anniversary is coming up in 2019. So we have a five-year membership plan. We're in the second year of that five-year plan, where nationally we'd like to be at 3 million members. It'd be an all-time high for the American Legion nationally. We also would like to be way up there in membership. Members generate money. And we do, the more members you have, the more you can do for your community. And when we have more members, then we have more money to use for our programs. A couple other children youth programs that we have that are real good is fifth grade flag essay contest. Mm-hmm. I don't know if any of the local posts here are doing that, but it's available. Last year we had over 5,000 fifth graders in the state of Iowa that participated in that program. And it's growing. It is a good program. And it's simple to run. You can buy a DVD from our national Legion flag emblem sales company. It's $9, and you take it to the school. hopefully the administration will say that this is something good. Flag education is always good for our children, and the fifth graders are at that time was really good for them to learn flag etiquette and everything else, and then they do an essay of 300 words or less. And there's kind of strict rules there because a lot of posts do give away scholarships. My home post in Gowrie, we do give away scholarships to the top three winners. Mm-hmm. So there's a good thing there. Then we have the National Oratorical Contest, which is ninth grade through seniors in high school, and homeschoolers can be involved also, and that's a national program. The fifth grade flag essay is only in Iowa, and we're trying to get that as a national program. But the Constitutional Speech Contest, our oratorical contest, it is a really good contest, and it's very hard. But if you'd go on to be the national winner, you're going to win $18,000 plus all the money in between that you can get for that. So it's really, really a good contest. It's but it's hard. And I always tell the kids in my school district, you know, you're struggling, you know, you want to get a number one rating at the state speech contest. That number one rating's nice, but it doesn't pay any money. Our oratorical contest, it pays big dollars. State winner's going to win at least $3,000 from the state of Iowa. The state champion that we will have in February will win $3,000.
So the American Legion's out there providing a lot of opportunities.
There are scholarships. A lot of posts have scholarships. Some posts don't, but it's something that you need to check out. We have our websites, the ialegion.org. It's the Iowa American Legion website. And our national site is legion.org. And if you never have used a computer and you're listening to this, I encourage you to go to your local library. The libraries have computers. I have used several of the libraries in my home district when I've went and visited to a post or an auxiliary unit. And the public librarian is more than happy to sit there and run the controls for you and show you just how easy it is to click the mouse on any of the Legion websites. And we have Legion TV on the national site. And you can watch several of the Medal of Honor recipients recount their story of what they did to receive the nation's highest medal. And the oratorical national champion, you can watch them give their speech and on their topic. And then they have the four assigned topics. And any Legion program, you can click on and learn about the American Legion. And there's also, you click on membership, and it tells you what your eligibility is. And for the guys and gals out there that don't qualify for American Legion, maybe somebody in their family was a Legion member or a veteran, and they can join the American Legion Auxiliary because maybe grandma or grandpa's service to our country, or mom or dad's service, or the sons of the American Legion. So we have something for everybody in our Legion family.
You bet. Well, it sounds like you're involved in a lot of things.
Oh, yeah.
Ron, can I ask you, why is it important to you to be involved in American Legion at a leadership level?
That tends to be a tough question. It, you know, if you ask anybody why they joined the military, a lot of people will have a funny look because they really don't know. And that's kind of why we're active in the Legion. I guess you retire and you've still got a lot of energy and you feel like you've got to give back, and this is one way to give back. And somebody's got to be here too. And it's really not so much leadership. It's just more of a coordinator, director, and yeah, you spend a lot of windshield time and blow a lot of hot air, but it's a fun time, and it's an important job, too.
Well, you're reaching out to people who can really use the services that you can provide.
Oh, definitely. Jim gave a good rundown. Our programs director, Kathy Nace, at department headquarters, she's a go-getter running, it was 23 programs, now she just gained one, so it's 24 programs. But all these programs are pretty much family-oriented, kid-oriented. And that's where we're at. You know, we're out there trying to provide a service for the veterans and veterans' families.
I know sometimes one of the most frustrating things for some of the local Veterans Affairs directors is realizing that there's so many veterans who don't realize all of the opportunities available to them because they just haven't asked the right questions before, haven't sat down with the right people. Is that part of the mission of the American Legion as well, not just the programming that you can provide, but also to make sure that they understand everything that they're eligible for?
And that's why we're here today, is just get the word out, and yeah, we're available. And if you can't remember who to call, you got to call our department headquarters here in Iowa, or ielegion.org is our website, and that's supported by our department adjutant, John Derner, and he's in Iowa. So, yeah, just give somebody a call, anybody a call, and we can put them in contact or in touch with different programs and resources. You bet.
You bet. Men and women.
Yes, yes, and we are striving to get the word out to the ladies that some, I have talked to women that are veterans that say, well, I'm not really a veteran. Well, you served. You took the same oath that I took. And as a female veteran, when we were chartered in 1919 as a wartime veteran service organization, there was no split in the gender. Women were included from the first day of the signature of our charter. And so as a female, you could vote for the national commander or your post commander or your county or district commander before you had the right to vote for the president of the United States. So we have been in our 94, 96 years now, females have been a part of American Legion, and we want them to feel that they need to come out. If they're sitting at home and they hear this, I'm hoping they go to the local post or look us up on the website. And if you don't remember it, you can just Google Iowa American Legion and then click on our website. You know, it's that simple. And we really encourage any of the females out there that haven't ever been approached, and also the men. There's tons of veterans out there who've never been asked. And that's one of our bywords now, is just ask. And are you a vet? You have to go out and just ask. And so many people find out after they've had a neighbor for a year or two, the neighbor's eligible. They find out, well, the neighbor's a veteran. Mm-hmm. And they should be. If you get a new neighbor that moves in, go over and ask them, are you a veteran? Do a little talking with them and that. Get them signed up in your local post. Mm-hmm. Or if they're eligible for the auxiliary or the Sons of the Legion.
Yeah, well, an organization's only as strong as its membership.
That's the truth.
You've got to have that. Well, very good. Thanks for coming. I know we could talk so much about so many other things, but unfortunately, time limits our visit.
Yeah,
so
I understand.
Appreciate it, though, Jim. Thanks so much. And Ron, thanks for coming by and everything
Certainly.
That you folks do for all the folks that truly deserve the effort. Appreciate it.
Anybody needs help, just call us.